This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 4. Balm in Gilead. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 8. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people?
In this frightening passage, the prophet Jeremiah refers to Gilead, a region in Israel that was known for its medicinal balm or healing salve. In the midst of destruction, there was no place of refuge, no place even for the wounded to find help or healing. The prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah lived to see the destruction of Israel and Jerusalem by the invading powers from the north, Assyria and Babylon. The people were being punished for worshiping other gods since the days of Solomon, but they refused to repent. Isaiah says, "Woe to the sinful nation, a people whose guilt is great. They have forsaken the Lord. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured. Your whole heart is afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness." For Israel's deep-seated rebellion, God allowed other nations to overtake them. Later, when Jesus came, he didn't come as the builder of an ark like Noah or as a warrior like David. He came as the great physician, healing the lame, the sick, and the blind. Still today, our world persists in rebellion against God and is full of wounds and welts. Only in Christ can we be saved, brought back to God, and healed.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.